This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India has strongly condemned the remarks of Pakistani Army Chief Asim Munir on potential nuclear threat. In a statement, spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs Randhir Jaiswal has said that India has already made it clear that it will not give in to any nuclear blackmail. He said that New Delhi will continue to take all steps necessary to safeguard its national security. The statement said that nuclear saber-rattling is Pakistan's stock in trade and expressed regret that such remarks were made from the soil of a friendly third country. It also warned the international community to draw its own conclusions on the irresponsibility inherent in these remarks, which also amplify long-standing concerns about the integrity of Pakistan's nuclear command and control, especially given the military's close ties with terrorist groups. The Election Commission has rejected claims of political parties, including Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, RJD, on Special Intensive Revision, SIR. In a series of fact checks on social media, the poll body said that pure electoral rolls strengthen democracy. It also shared all documents related to SIR and its key findings of the enumeration phase. The Commission also shared its daily bulletins related to SIR in Bihar. The Election Commission said that 127 claims and objections out of 10,570 received directly from electors related to SIR in Bihar have been disposed of by officials so far. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari has said that India can become an energy exporting nation if the production and use of biofuels and green hydrogen are increased. Mr. Gadkari was speaking at the inauguration of the Bioverse initiative in Pune yesterday to mark World Biofuel Day. The ministry said the biofuel revolution will play a crucial role in reducing imports and boosting the rural economy. He also stressed the need for more research into producing clean fuels like green hydrogen from agricultural produce.
मैंने कहा हमारे यहाँ सब शुगर फैक्ट्री वालों को बॉयलर में बगास जलाने के बजाय बगास से सीएनजी बनाओ बायोडाइजेस्टर में डालकर और सीएनजी के बजाय अगर आगे चल जाए तो हाइड्रोजन बनाओ. हमने अभी रिसेंटली हाइड्रोजन का पायलट प्रोजेक्ट शुरू किया 10 रूट पर. तो हाइड्रोजन इज अ फ्यूल फॉर द फ्यूचर और हाइड्रोजन के कारण जो ग्रीन हाइड्रोजन है मुझे लगता है कि हमारे देश की तस्वीर बदल जाएगी.
The Delhi government has welcomed the Supreme Court's order to control the menace of dog bites and rabies in Delhi NCR by catching, sterilizing and relocating stray dogs permanently to shelters. Earlier, the Supreme Court issued strong directions to control the menace of dog bites and rabies in the National Capital Territory of Delhi to immediately catch and sterilize stray dogs and relocate them permanently to shelters. The court said stray dogs must not be released into public areas once picked up. These directions came in a Suo Mutu case based on reports of stray dog attacks on children. The court stated that infants and children must not fall prey to rabies and that public spaces should be safe and fear-free. The bench also directed NCT Delhi, MCD and NDMC to build dog shelters within 8 weeks with proper staff and CCTV monitoring and to keep daily records of captured dogs. World Elephant Day is celebrated on 12th of August every year for protecting and preserving one of the most magnificent creatures on Earth. The national celebration of World Elephant Day 2025 will be held in Coimbatore, Tamil Nadu today. The event is being organized by the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change in association with the Tamil Nadu Forest Department. India is home to nearly 60% of the world's wild elephant population, with 33 elephant reserves and 150 identified elephant corridors. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar, Himachal Pradesh, Odisha and Uttarakhand today. Meanwhile, several parts of the National Capital Region experienced heavy rainfall this morning. In boxing, India's campaign at the Asian Under-19 and Under-22 Boxing Championships 2025 ended on a high note, with Ritika winning gold in the women's 80-plus kg category yesterday. The event, held in Bangkok, saw India's teams win a total of 27 medals across both age groups. And that is the end of this news bulletin.